And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Over the past few months, you've heard some of my commentaries here on WCHL about our newly elected General Assembly in Raleigh on the crazy bills that have been voted on and some even signed by our governor. In the first 6 weeks in office, Pat McCrory has gutted unemployment benefits by 36% while giving his newly appointed cabinet members, campaign donors, and paid election workers an 8% raise, telling us that this would attract the best and brightest to run our state. While being ranked 43rd in education, he attacks our teachers on pay, tenure, class size. We have seen this divide and conquer strategy used in other states, turning the public against our teachers, and it works. Requiring unfunded criminal background checks and drug testing on the unemployed without a jobs bill even being drawn up by a single committee, the House is prepared to end a state tax credit for low-income working families while repealing the estate tax that would benefit only 123 people. You heard that right, only 123 individuals in the whole state of North Carolina, and raises the taxes on almost a million in our state. This alone will cost us $52 million just next year. Attacking the parents of our college students who want to vote here in Orange County where they live and pay taxes and not where their parents live. Passing a voter ID bill that will cost us up to $18 million to fund to defeat the problem of in-person voter fraud that can't be found. Just when you thought you had seen it all and nothing else would be worse, just this week, a Democrat. Yes, you heard me correctly. Rodney Moore, a Democrat from Mecklenburg County, has introduced a bill co-signed by Republican Larry Pittman from Cabarrus County that would require a criminal background check, state license, and a completed education course if you own a pit bull breed dog. Not for the purchasing of firearms, explosives, or ammunition, but dogs. Now, in all my years of having pets, being around hunting dogs back home in East Texas, I never met a dog that wouldn't bite. The dog breeds most likely to bite are not the pit bull, Rottweiler, or German Shepherds, but wait for it, a Dachshund. Second was a Chihuahua, followed by a Jack Russell. Will these be next on the list for state requirement? What if you have a pit bull Chihuahua mix? Would that move you to the head of the list? And again, where would the funds come from to pay for this? Who would be required to perform the check? City police, county sheriffs, SBI, FBI, CIA, NSA, ATF, DEA, ASPCA, PETA, local animal control officer? You think I'm being silly? Just try keeping up with a crazy train that's in Raleigh. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.